You know, obviously it's a big honor. It's a reflection of our fan base and the organization here. Obviously, I would have loved to have been joined by a few of my teammates that I feel like really deserved it and have worked so hard to get to this point. But obviously, as a team, we're focused on the Vikings right now. That's the forefront of our issues and our challenges right now is beating the Vikings on the road. So that's what we're focused on.
But be excited, bro. Be excited about it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I am really excited. I get to play a lot of really good players and good teams. And whoever set the schedule up, definitely had our work cut out for us offensively this year against some of these defenses. So I'll see a few of those guys again here pretty soon. I know I'm going to be yelling at our quarterback to throw him the ball. Are you kidding me? You know, what a tremendous honor to get to play with a guy like Matt and have an opportunity to be a part of something like that that'll, you know, stand for a really long time. Last year, I was told what to do a lot of the time, and I still didn't know what they were talking about. Now they can tell me what to do, and I'll know what they're talking about. Hopefully next year I'll be able to tell myself what to do. You know, it's a process, baby steps. Man, to be honest, it still hasn't really hit me. I remember when I got drafted last year, I was in the same boat with a lot of people. Like, why the heck did they poop? Yeah, I was excited, but I didn't understand. And I knew that there's a lot of expectations that come along with being a high pick. So I was just trying to be the best teammate I could be and try to be a sponge and learn. But I really feel like, you know, last year we were at Green Bay. I was really sick. And, you know, the guys rallied around me and I was being real soft and talking about, you know, how bad I was feeling. Matt probably remembers this. I remember we just kept handing the ball to Matt, and Josh was the quarterback at the time. But I remember that game. I was like, man, if I can get through this, I can get through anything. And, you know, there's powers out there greater than me that are helping out all around us. So you got to put your faith in those higher powers and just keep putting one foot in front of the other. All right. I just honestly can't say enough about Matt. The guy is just – you know, as I'll start off by talking about him as a person. You know, can't find a better guy in the locker room. There's not a better person on our team in terms of a guy who does it the right way, leads by example. You know, from Bible study to blitz pickup meetings, Matt Forte is, you know, the professional, the elite in our locker room. And he's somebody that I try to, although I'm not the same position as you, I try to mold myself after you on a daily basis. And I feel like that benefits me greatly and benefits everybody in the locker room that you're around here. And obviously you guys know all the football stuff. But, yeah, he's the best.